بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد، كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. الله تبارك وتعالى made the Kaaba أول بيت وضع للناس. The first spot that was created in the entire world which protruded, that's why it's called Kaaba, from like how Ki'ab is our ankles, it protruded. So this was the first spot that protruded in what we call living land. Sometimes we call it earth. Sometimes we call it where man was going to stay on. And thereafter, a lot of things happened from the Kaaba, which we're not really going to worry about those things. It got to do with the world, the people, how the sand then spread. But before the sand spreading in the world, a lot of what was called like a waterfall falls on the spot from Almighty Allah. We can call it ingredients for creation. Whatever fell on that spot, whether you call it bravery, whether you call it beauty, whether you call it body quwwat, body strength, body size, colors, complexions, feelings, qualities, everything fell. It's like you have one very small pot and you throw everything inside it. This was what the Kaaba was. It took everything in. So you can understand the spot, the power of the spot. That how it was able to take everything in it. And thereafter what we call land, earth. Because normally earth means what we call sand. Thereafter then this thing starts transforming into sand and moving. And this becomes living land. Wherever points it doesn't meet, then the water is allowed to go into those places, and otherwise it's living land. And then from living land, man's sand is taken out. How Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala takes that out, that is also a miracle and a mystery. But we normally just explain the issue of the sperm. That finally the sperm is created from the ground, but it is not only so much. There's a lot of things that's why nowadays the doctors speak about the woman's, the man's, there's his DNA and her DNA. In that one thing is both people's parts. That's why you'll get some of your complexion, you'll get my complexion, a mixture. So everything had to do with that sand. And from that sand now, whatever was in your hissa, in your portion, if there was bravery in your sand, a big amount of bravery, then you're going to become brave one day. And your nature is going to be like where you were taken out from. An-nasu ma'adin. Man is like a mine. How in the mine, whatever is there in that area, you're going to get that. If it's a gold mine, you're going to find gold there. If it's a silver mine, you'll find silver. If it's something else, but everything got value. But because the value of one thing is based on what he is, he must never ever try to be something else. When something got value in one thing, like it's gold, gold will lose its value if it tries to be silver. Its value is gold. So sometimes a person is created with a certain nature. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw this one sahabi shouting his brother that you act too shy. You can't be so shy. وَهُوَ يَعِذُهُ فِي الْحَيَاءِ. You're too modest. So he said, no, leave him. Saying leave him means you're not as modest as him. You're more brave type. Like that's you. You gold. He is silver. But you can't make gold silver. And you can't make silver gold. Sometimes a person will ask, what's best? So you'll say, best is what you are made for. كُلٌّ مُيَسَّرٌ لِمَا خُلِقَ. One person sees someone giving a bayan and he says, how well he speaks, but I can't speak. Now he goes in his depression, why can't I speak so well? You say, it's like silver saying, why can't I be gold? Man must strive in what he is made for. And every person is made for something else, which comes, وَلَا تَتَمَنَّوْ مَا فَضَّلَ اللَّهُ بِهِ بَعْضَكُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ. There will be certain ingredients which Allah gave one which he never gave somebody else. In that day you must never ever look and say why he got that ingredient.
He said, it's like you are trying to say that, why can't I be gold? I want to be, why can't I be gold? Why am I silver? He said, silver is valuable. The people are ready to pay for you. Be happy to be silver, they'll buy you. But if you're going to always say, no, I'm not happy. And that's what happens in the world at the moment. Hasad is created, depression is created. When the person says, why is my ingredient different from his ingredient? Whereas it was said, you are all a mine. Allow yourself to mine what's in you. And whatever will come out, if you use it well, then someone will pay your price. But when man, he wants somebody else's ingredient, a woman, her ingredient is to be a loving sister and not a loving mother. So her body does not fall pregnant. She becomes very upset with it. Why can't I fall pregnant? So it says, maybe in your ingredient at the moment, that wasn't put there by Allah. Because Almighty Allah said, وَيَجْعَلُ مَن يَشَاءُ أَقِيمًا. That there will be some who Allah wished that they must not give birth. But that individual becomes upset now. That why couldn't you give me the ingredient? So it says, Allah made it like that. That your sand at that moment was going to create this in you. If you're not silver, maybe you're gold. If you're not gold, maybe you're something else. Don't ever desire the ingredient of somebody else. What's your ingredient now, you must use it to shine. Because whatever your metal is, all you do, work on your metal. And if you work on your metal, it will become the most shining. Aisha radiallahu anha, she did not have within her the ability to fall pregnant. That was not in her ingredient. If someone were to say was something wrong with her body, you would say she was Aisha. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala made her for Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nothing is wrong. And as for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he was, if anyone were to have law children in the world, or anyone would say it has to do with body power, he had the power of 100 men. There was nothing wrong with the man, husband, there was nothing wrong with the wife. It was the decision of Allah, وَيَجْعَلُ مَن يَشَاءُ أَقِيمًا. That some Allah keep barren. Ibrahim alayhi salam's wife for so many years, she couldn't give birth. Ibrahim alayhi salam was, كَانَ أُمَّةً. One man was a nation himself. If someone had to say, I'll be the father of the world, you could say, you would have been the father of thousands. But Almighty Allah wanted him not to have a child till the age of what age? So that ingredient, what is you, you must just shine yours. And your stone will always shine. So that was the first of the Kaaba. But what was necessary for man, Allah sent it out. That was spread out. That went away from the Kaaba. Going away from the Kaaba means this is not so important. So whatever you made from that area. If it was important, Allah would have kept it in the Kaaba and said, I'll make every one of you from the Kaaba. And you must have all the ingredients. Because I need you to be Superman. From the people of Jannah. You must be the most intelligent. You must be the most handsome. You must be the most strong. You must be Superman. And the world at present, they work for that. They have a certain form in front. For the woman, they have the form of Hollywood. They grow up young. They saw that girl. They always said, I wish I can look like her. I wish I can be like her. They have something called Miss Universe. That Miss Universe means Superwoman. That how she talks, how she looks, how she walks. Now all the girls say, I wish I can be. Whereas if you really knew that girl who became Miss World or Miss whatever, Superwoman, then as the hadith mentioned, Naqisatul Aqal. And she's going to be Anqas like, more Naqis. So if you just sat with her and you said, if they made me the judge, like who's Miss World? I'll shake my head. I say, you can't have something called Miss World. No sheikh can ever give khilafat. Even to if Rabia Basriya comes in front of him. And if the sheikh says, I trust her, the sheikh's khilafat will be taken. You trust a woman? You can't. But that system of Miss World, like she's unique. You don't get them unique in this world. Unique is in Jannah. But they made that system, that all the ingredients is in this one woman. The beauty is there, the brains is there, the height is there, She's so thin. So all the girls look and say, I wish I can be. So if Allah wanted man or woman to have all the ingredients, then from the Kaaba, He wouldn't have sent it away. And said, you be made from that earth. Like, meaning I send lot ingredients down and now it must distribute itself. Few percent here, few percent there, few percent there. 2%, you will be made from 2% of bravery. If you wanted to you to be made 100% bravery, Allah would have kept it all by the Kaaba. And said, everyone must be created from the Kaaba. But this was never, it was. I'll send it out and whatever you made with, that's you now, be happy. As for the second maqsad of the Kaaba, which was the most vital, this was not going to go out. Thus the whole world were told you will have to come to the Kaaba. This was called the Jalal, the Jamal. The Jalal will fall and the Jamal, but the Jamal will cover the Jalal. In Masjid al-Aqsa, the Jalal and the Jamal of Allah will fall, but the Jalal will cover the Jamal. Jalal means might, supreme power. I'm in awe. I can't lift up my eye. And Jamal means so much of beauty. But whenever it went, it would go with the two. If you get Jamal without Jalal, you'll say a beautiful girl. But in front of her, when the boy goes to see her, he looks up, he says, you're so beautiful. But there's no Jalal on her. If there's Jalal, he'll like look down immediately. He'll say, can you look that side at the curtain? As soon as she'll quickly look up. That's called Jalal. Like, that my eye can't fall on your beauty. Which a Sahabi radiallahu anhu says, if you had to say to me to describe Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I would say to you that there was never a time where I was able to look at him full. There was that Jalal over him. But so much of Jamal that I could just not. So where there's only beauty and there's no Jalal, then you can grab the scene. You say, what a sunrise like. But where there's Jalal, then you even look down after that. On the Kaaba, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala sent Jamal and Jalal, but the Jamal covers the Jalal. So you feel that azmat, but you are still able to appreciate that beauty. That beauty Allah Tabarak Ta'ala was going to send on the Kaaba, because this world was going to serve as a mirror to the greatness, the beauty of Almighty Allah. Directly seeing Almighty Allah was impossible for this world. And not being introduced to Almighty Allah was not right, because man was told that there's a million attractions in the world. But I will just show you a glimpse of me. And that must pull you away from every other attraction. For that glimpse, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala created the Kaaba. So the Kaaba is that markaz where the Jamal of Almighty Allah is so apparent, but it is so hidden. But the individual looks at it and he doesn't know why he wants to cry. Or he doesn't know after so many days and he's leaving the Kaaba. And again he'll look at the Kaaba. Then he'll say, okay, let's go on the other floor, let's look at it again. Then as he walks away, he looks at it again. He makes his journey back home. After a few months, he says, let me go back again. He says, didn't you see, is there anything new in the Kaaba? He says, it has a certain beauty in it, which is hidden, but is very apparent. That is the Zat of Almighty Allah in this world. He said, so hidden you are, but sakht is har is yours. That I'm seeing you so clear, but I can't see anything. This is that beauty on the Kaaba. I see it so clear, but I can't see anything. As this beauty falls on the Kaaba, how does the individual benefit? So Allah Tabarak Ta'ala wants that the individual must just come there, finish. When a person comes to a waterfall, Qari Tayyab Sahib Rahimullah explained how this waterfall works, which was a unique explanation. Most likely it was from Mawlana Qasim Nanotwi Rahimullah, and maybe they got it from the Sufiya of the past. But it was just zimnan to explain that what you going to get when you come there. They said when Allah Tabarak Ta'ala chose this land, then what a waterfall of beauty and jalal, jamal and jalal falls. That it was going to create like a waterfall. It's called the splash. Niagara Falls, you'll see it. that you can be far away in a boat, but they'll make sure they give you a raincoat. You're not under the falls at all. You're far away, but everything is wet. Because that water, when it bangs, it naturally gives up a vapor. And wherever that vapor falls, you will see that grass around it is very green. But they're far away from it. Because every now and then they're getting one, two splashes. They're living in that vapor. So even if they're not feeling directly that water, and sometimes the direct water will kill them, but they with their splashes are becoming as green as can be. It's a cool effect. You can be far away on the top. You yourself will feel like rain is falling on you. Like you're walking in certain places, you really look up to see is there clouds. There's no clouds, but you're in that vapor. As that vapor is coming, it's like little bit drops are falling on you. So Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala made the land around the Kaaba. We call it the Haram. Such a vapor was going to fall that the animals, which are normally called animals, animals say, get out of here, like, this is the Kaaba. But just because it came in that area, the animal became muhtaram. That you have to honor this animal. You can't kill it. The grass became, the grass of the Haram, if someone just wanted to cut it, he said, you have to pay for this thing. This is the grass of the Haram. If someone says it's not by the Kaaba, by the Kaaba there's no grass. This is far from the Kaaba. He says Ibrahim alayhi salam demarcated what is the Haram. That entire area, all trees, all grass, an animal comes in that area, you can't hunt it. If someone will say, why? He said the vapor which makes of the Niagara Falls, the grass more green, this vapor of Allah's Jalal and Jamal gave honor to that animal. When it gave honor to an animal which is not something of honor, and when it gave honor to grass which is not something of honor, then man who enjoys that vapor, he understands that he also becomes muhtaram. We will give you also beauty. Jalal and Jamal will come in you. The only thing is, you can't be a man of pride. When you enter into an area where the waterfall is falling, and you want to act clever and you say, I'm going to Niagara Falls, but I don't want to get wet. So what you'll do, you'll put on a proper life jacket, what you call raincoat. And you'll take your proper umbrella. And you're going with a purpose that I don't want to get one drop. So you say you came so far not to get wet. Doesn't make sense. Like you must say, I got wet. So that person who goes to that land and he's a man of pride. So he is called Mulhid Ilhad. وَمَنْ يُرِدْ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادٍ. That man who chooses Ilhad by the house of Allah. Nudhikhu, then we will give him his punishment one day. That you came in the land where everything is falling, and you said, here I want to have my club. Here I want to have the dance. So you will get those people around the Kaaba also, who will make sure they don't ever get wet at all. They want to show themselves, I'm dry. But for the person who is going for Hajj and Umrah, he asks, how must I benefit from the Kaaba? So the answer is, if a man goes to Niagara Falls and he says, how must I get wet? You tell him, all you have to do is, just go close to the water. Similarly, when you see the Kaaba, as long as you're going close to it to get wet, comes in the narration, Allah's special mercies fall on the Kaaba daily. Then there is a share for the one just looking at the Kaaba. There is a share for the one just making tawaf of the Kaaba. There is a share for the one performing salah to the Kaaba. There is a share for everyone. That person who's tired, but he doesn't sleep by the Kaaba in the manner I don't want to get wet. He sleeps by the Kaaba in the manner I want to get wet. He'll also get wet. Just that azmat. He just looks at the Kaaba with love, it will affect him. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala in his kindness then was going to open up this. It was going to get big. Because there was going to be people in the world who will say that, but the Kaaba is so far. That for me to get wet on this occasion, fantastic, but what about next time? As I will go away, then I'll get dry. What about me? I can't afford to go to the Kaaba. So it was told, this is such waters, that if you got the azmat of the Kaaba, this water will come looking for you, wherever you are. And that is why when a person says, Allahu Akbar, he was told, face the Kaaba. That facing the Kaaba is also very far away from you. So no Niagara fall in the world can do this. They say, I like you. Will you come looking for me? They will say, the most I can tell you is take my picture back home. But the Kaaba will say, you can take me back home. That connect with me in a manner that wherever you go, soon as you say Allahu Akbar, your entire focus is on the Kaaba. And I will come find you. You will find my water reaching you in different ways. Sometimes it will reach you when someone comes from Hajj or Umrah. And you will say, you want some Zamzam? You say, I want Zamzam. Why? Because it is connected to the Kaaba. Sometimes a man comes for Hajj. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, when a man comes for Hajj, just go meet him. We normally know people go meet. They say, you came from the Haram. Man says, so what? Nowadays everyone comes for the Haram. Say, I'm meeting you not because you great. I'm meeting you because you got a connection with the Kaaba. That's all. I'm meeting you because you got a connection with the Kaaba. And when you can't meet with that person, you can't drink Zamzam, then the most I'll do is Allahu Akbar. And as soon as I say Allahu Akbar, my focus is, that's why in the chapter of Masajid, in the books of Ahadith, the beginning Ahadith starts with the first masjid. Because in whichever masjid you are, جُعِلَتْ لِي الْأَرْضُ مَسْجِدًا وَطَهُورٌ Nabi Muhammad said, wherever you are in the world, that's a masjid for you. You can perform salah anywhere. But wherever you are, you will perform salah to the Kaaba. Your first taharri will be, where's the Kaaba like? Then if you don't know where Qibla is, your thought is what? I want to know where it is. That's why you're making taharri. Then wherever you face, even if you're wrong, because you were looking for the Kaaba, you told you right also. Because even if I face that way, this water on the Kaaba said, I'll find the man who's facing me, and I'll find the man who's not facing me, but he wanted to face me. As for the man who doesn't want to face the Kaaba will say, I'll make sure my one drop of water won't fall on yours. That's it, the Kaaba. So it is thus, the first masjid, أَوَّلَ بَيْتِ وُضِعَ لِلنَّاسِ الَّذِي بِبَكَّةِ This was placed for mankind. Man can just learn how to focus on this Kaaba. Shah Ismail Shaheed Rahimullah, he wrote this. He said, you tell your body when you start your salah that you know where you made from. He said, originally that sand which made me and you, that also came from the Kaaba, but it spread out. So he says, that's my first father that. Like you tell the grandchild, this is grandfather we're going to visit. And I came from him also. You came from me, but I came from him. We all came from him. So the child says, who's grandfather? I want to say, who we came from. So you tell the body, you want to see your real Adam like. Your real Adam is what I'm going to be facing to now. That's you. You came from there. And then you say to the soul, now when the body came from there, so it's already facing its markers. As for the soul, you came from Almighty Allah. But the biggest connection of Almighty Allah on earth is this. So you also going back to your markas. So in one Allahu Akbar, I'm saying body, connect with your markas. And soul, you also connect with your markas. And now both of them are at ease. Because when a child comes back to its mother, then the child enjoys itself. But enjoy your mother. So both are now connected. When you start salah tomorrow, just Allahu Akbar. And just think of Allah's tajalli, we call it. Jamal and Jalal, beauty and awe of the Zat of Almighty Allah falling on the Kaaba. And I'm telling my heart, can you see it? And your every salah then will be a hajj in itself. You will be in front of the Kaaba, although you are far from the Kaaba. Aynama tuwallu fathamma wajhullah. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us all haqiqat. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.